ready for transformation as you listen to God's word through His servant. For inquiries, contact the Seed Sowers Ministry on 080-666-27754 or 090-5221-6374. Or you can email us at the Seed Sowers Ministry 18@gmail.com. Be blessed as you listen.
Now we want to talk about something very powerful about time management. Are you following this? Time management. This will bless your life. Exodus chapter 3. Because many people are actually confused around this. Exodus chapter 3, verse 1, I believe. Yes, please. Every translation should read.
Everything that happens in this world
happens at the time God chooses. That's good news. Okay, that's good news translation. Yes, another translation.
To everything,
there is a season.
And a time to every purpose under heaven.
I prefer the way King James put it, you know, because good news understanding may look like it's everything that is happening is God, or even if you die tomorrow, it's God that made you to die. But that's not what even good news is saying. Now, look at, to everything, read it again. To everything, there is a season.
And time to every purpose under the
heaven. And time to every purpose under heaven. So, you see that time goes with seasons and purpose. Take note that where we start seeing time is from Genesis chapter 1. When he made light, he separated light from day. You see that? I mean, he separated light from darkness, and he created sun and moon, the sun to rule the day and the moon to rule the night. He began to give seasons. And the season of night and day determines purposes and activities. Hope you know that. Night and day, which itself is a season, determines the kind of purposes and activities. You naturally know that night begins to have its own activities and characteristics. One of it, and the most important of it, is what? Rest. Is that not so? And then the day is work. Everything works in the day and rests in the night. Any extra work in the night is abnormal, only if it is tied to a purpose. Do you understand? And you know, when you walk in the night, when you ought to be sleeping, the day will demand that sleep from you. Yes. Is that not so? That's why one of the things you must learn to do is learn how to manage your time. Now, please, this is how to. You see, time is tied to season and purpose. Therefore, it is required for you to schedule. Scheduling is the answer to effective time management. You schedule, because time is connected to season and purpose. Scheduling means you will put a purpose, an activity, a goal to an allotted space called time. Scheduling means putting a purpose, an activity, a goal to an allotted space called time. Time can be in seconds, hours, days, weeks, months, or years. Now, if you do not allot space to it, that purpose is purposeless. Every purpose that has no timing is not a purpose. That's why, for you to be successful in life, you need this principle called time scheduling, and you need determination and discipline. Determination and discipline is a show that you want to achieve something, a desired goal. In order to get to this, you need what we call, what I call to-do list. To-do list. You see, I found out that men who are successful write down their activities. Before the day begin the day by writing what you want to do in that day. Soon you will find out that it is the attitude of successes. Those who are called successful people on earth is their activity. They write down what to do. You don't imagine what to do. You don't imagine what to do. You write what to do. Imagine a nation without a written constitution. We won't know what to do and what not to do. Your to-do list is like a self-guide constitution for the day. This is important though. Every day you must evaluate your to-do list. This is something that I do, and I find that it's hard to do. It's hard to write every day what you want to do. It takes discipline to write every day what you want to do in that day. You allot them within 24 hours. I found out that each time you write a to-do list, you must always checkmate them to see, did I do it? At the end, if you do it, you become a fulfilled man for that day. You lose fulfillment when you have no to-do list, you don't know what you are doing, you will do one more than the other. To-do list establishes balance in what you do. For example, number one, quiet time. 5 to 7 a.m. or you can put to 6:30. 2, personal reading. 3, physics. 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. 3, choir practice. Are you seeing what I'm saying? I'm writing. You write it like this every day. Nursing textbook, 10:15 to 10:24. Siesta. You should not have more than 15 to 30 minutes nap. If you are the type that nap is something important to your body, some they need a nap. And I like that word, is a nap. More or less like a snap. You understand? You see, you know, when you spell snap, it's like, ah. So a nap is something short. Like, just wake me up in the next 25 minutes. And you cool off your head. You must learn to sleep short in the day and sleep long in the night. When I say long, not like too long, but you must learn to just take a nap. A nap can also mean a rest. You're not sleeping in the day, just rest your brain to reflect and think. In 15, 20 minutes, you go on. Should not take a nap more than 20 to 30 minutes. How can somebody be taking a nap? I'm taking my nap. 3 hours, he's still sleeping. That's a terrible person that will destroy his future through sleep, through idleness. That's indolence. So your to-do list. And as you do them, you checklist them. You checkmate them like this. Done. 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 When you do, and I found that the best time to do your to-do list is as you wake up. It's as you wake up. Once you wake up, you do your quiet time. I do it immediately after my quiet time, because when I want to think about what I want to do, it may take my time of quiet time. So after my quiet time, which my quiet time is between 1 hour to 2 hours. Any day I have space, 3 hours. 2 hours, 30 minutes. But if I don't have space, 1 hour, 1 hour, 30 minutes has been very, very regular, 2 hours. So after your quiet time, your to-do lists. Hey, your to-do. Time scheduling is the only way out against time wastage. Time scheduling is the only way out to time wastage. Time scheduling is the only way out to time wastage. Whatever you don't write down, you cannot achieve. If you don't want to be a write-off, you must write down. You must write down your activities. Else, you become miserable. And you know, do you observe right now that days of the week just go? What's today's day? Today is Wednesday. And this month is what? 25th of March. March is gone. Once you enter April, the year has ended. That's the fourth month. When did we say Happy New Year? So there are seasons, there are purposes. Until you tie it to time and you put it in a schedule, they are not realizable. Do you know that whatever you put a time to becomes achievable? Yes. I will write the exam by November. You know, that's what makes you to begin to work towards it. Yes. Whatever you don't put date on is something that is not achievable. Amen? Yes. So when you do this, at the close of the day, you evaluate. When you constantly do this, you will be a success in no time. Do you understand? Time scheduling. You will not find out that your spiritual life is more than your whatever life, because everything is under schedule. And you avoid unnecessary interferences. Because what will scatter your to-do list, you must protect it. You must protect your to-do list heavily. Are you with me? You must protect your to-do list from against distractions and interferences. Pray that the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, we're going to pray.